Camel Power Club mit Laika auf Flux FM. Dass das Kosmonauten-Fans sind, das merkt man spätestens am Albumtitel. Das Ding heißt nämlich Sputnik 2 am 10.05.2020 in der Kantine am Berghain. Camel Power Club gerade gehört mit Laika. Und an dieser Stelle nochmal ein herzliches Willkommen an den OK Choir featuring Claire Coleman. Hello!
Hello.
Claire, how are you doing? Is everything all right?
Everything's great. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. It's always nice to have the OK Choir back in the studio.
Yes, we love being here. We would come every week if you let us.
Yeah, sure. You know where we live? The door is always open for you. Yeah, sad. I'm burning the midnight oil in here every fucking day.
I see I'm what so you did
sorry.
There.
I'm so sorry. Claire Coleman, ich hatte es vorhin schon angekündigt, sie ist die Leiterin des OK Choirs und möchte heute Abend ins Cassiopeia laden, um dort so eine Soli-Veranstaltung quasi auf die Bühne zu bringen. Ihr habt es mitbekommen, in Australien sind große Buschfeuer haben stattgefunden und finden immer noch statt. Und um die dort ansässigen Menschen zu unterstützen, auch finanziell, hat Claire eben gesagt, wir müssen eine Veranstaltung machen für die Australian Bushfires im Cassiopeia. Und das passiert eben heute Abend. Claire, it must have been really shocking for you when you saw those first pictures from Australia. And then now you've come up with the idea to do a little choir thingy to collect some money for the Australian people. Mm-hmm. When did you come up with the idea that this would be like a way for you to help? Because I mean, you're from there. You obviously can't travel back and be a firewoman all of a sudden.
Indeed not. I don't think I would be a very good firewoman. I'm not very muscly. I'm very scrawny, in fact. So I mean, in Australia, the bushfire season is a regular thing. There's always bushfires. So it actually took, speaking for myself, it took quite a while for me to realise that this was not like other bushfire seasons, that this is a new and different thing. It's not the same as other times. And I guess the realisation for me was kind of something that happened slowly over a period of time. I was back in Australia in December for Christmas to see my family, and I think it was while I was there that I really realized that, oh, okay, like this is like a national tragedy, and it's the area got everywhere.
The area your family's from was not really directly involved in the whole thing, right?
I'm from the West, so it's not so bad in the West. Mm-hmm. But even so, my mum sent me a text message the other day where she told a little joke about how she was, so she works in this little suburb to the south of Perth, which is kind of like Potsdam, but it's like Bogen Potsdam. What's Bogen in German?
Asi.
It's okay. Like Asi Potsdam.
Okay.
Okay. And
there's two things that it's kind of hard to wrap around my head, but now I got
Anyway. Just imagine that that's a thing. And where she works, there's lots of natural bushland around. And she told me this story about her colleague, like climbing to the top of the hill near her work and seeing the fire, like the fire haze in the distance. So even where I'm from, where it's not really badly affected, there are still bushfires that are more serious than usual. So I can't, like, trying to get your head around, like my own mum had this experience of thinking maybe she was going to have to evacuate. Luckily she didn't, but that's what's happening in non-serious, not very badly affected areas. So trying to think about what it's like
in
serious areas.
Do you know people who are from a more affected part of Australia?
Sam, are you in touch with some people?
Yeah. Do you want to? You can come to the mic as well if you want.
I've got a couple of friends whose families have lost their homes.
Oh fuck.
The people themselves are all right. There's only been 21 deaths.
Yeah.
So far only. But yeah, the scale of the fires is unlike anything, and the rapidity, like how quick the fires were, has taken everyone by surprise. The fire fronts themselves are hundreds of kilometers long and impossible to fight now.
Yeah. So you do know some people personally who are fighting the whole thing? I mean, as firefighters maybe, or maybe with some organizations? Because, I mean, you do have some recipients for the money that you collect in the back of your heads already.
We've decided, so we wanted to split the money that we raised tonight between organizations that are best placed to distribute it well. So we've gone with some fairly large organizations that will know where it's needed.
Yeah.
So we're giving some money to the Victorian Bushfire Appeal. So that's for people that goes straight to people who've lost their homes or who are in need of some other kind of assistance. We're giving some money to WIRES, which is a wildlife a wildlife organization that are working to rehouse and find new places for displaced animals to live. And we're giving some money to the Queensland Rural Bushfire Service, who are some volunteers that are fighting the fires.
Yeah, because that's really an important part of collecting money for things like that, or for solidarity events, to know where the money is going eventually. Because as you said, some smaller organizations might be very important as well, but maybe it's good sometimes to go with the bigger ones because they've trained for situations like that. Yeah. We're gonna be training a song. We're gonna be rehearsing a little bit for tonight. It's gonna be Midnight Oil's Beds Are Burning. This is like, it's kind of like obvious why you chose that song.
Yeah, well,
in a way,
it's true. I thought there were quite a few songs that were on the potential list, like Burning Ring of Fire, and I was like, no, probably no, that's probably too much. Yeah. You know, there's lots of fire theme songs. But Beds Are Burning, I mean, Midnight Oil is an Australian band, and they're known for writing protest songs.
Okay.
This one originally was written
in Australia, though.
In Australia, yes.
Because here everybody's like, Midnight Oil, yeah, the Beds Are Burning song. Yeah. I know that song.
It's a protest song
as well.
It's a protest song, yeah. Originally, it was about indigenous land rights.
Okay.
It was written in the 80s in protest for the government not redistributing land to the Aboriginal people very effectively. And it's worth doing now also because, of course, marginalised communities like indigenous populations are like extra, more than the average population affected by things like bushfires.
Yeah.
So I kind of think of it like a twofold thing. We're singing about the actual situation, but also the metaphorical situation.
Yeah, cool. I'd suggest that we listen to some random song on Flux FM.
Cool.
We put on some microphones into the room.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll listen to you guys rehearsing for tonight, because that's what you want to do. You want to be transparent as can be to show people out there how it's done, in the OK Choir family.
That's right.
We're going to learn about that in a few moments. Vorher nochmal Amelie mit Wings. International kompatible Musik aus Bochum. Amelie mit Wings auf Flux FM. Hat geklappt. Auf Flux FM am Montagnachmittag. Heute Abend kann man sich im Cassiopeia nicht nur vergnügen lassen vom OK Choir und ihrer Coverversion des Stückes Beds Are Burning von Midnight Oil. Nein, man kann auch Teil der ganzen Geschichte werden. Nicht nur, indem man ein bisschen Geld spendet für die Australian Bushfires, sondern auch, indem man zur Not mitmacht. Im OK Choir, ein Chor, der ja offen ist für Mitsingende aller Art. Claire wird uns jetzt quasi hier vor Ort nochmal beibringen oder vor Ort nochmal zeigen, wie das Ganze funktionieren kann, wie ein Stück neu eingeprobt wird vom OK Choir. Claire, it's so nice that you're as transparent as this and that we can kind of like show our audience how it's done in the OK Choir family. Now, as soon as you've chosen the piece of music that you want to do with the choir, what's the next step? Do you have to force some members of the choir into that song, or are they going to go like, yeah, okay, Claire, I have a few other opinions, but I'll sing that one?
Usually what happens is at the beginning when we start learning a song, everyone is like, oh, I hate this song, it's impossible. And then when they can sing it and it sounds good, they're like, I have always loved this song. It is my favorite. So
yeah, artists, right?
The artists.
So complicated to work with them.
But, you know, we love them.
Yeah.
It's part of the experience.
Yeah, but the thing with your choir is you don't just take the chorus and put it into the choir and it's done, but you're trying to put it into three-part harmonies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So is that something that you consider when you choose the song, if it's working in a harmony way or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. When you hear a song, sometimes you know straight away that it'll make a really good song for choir. And other times you kind of play with it a little bit and come up with some ideas and decide whether it will work or not.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So Midnight Oil, Beds Are Burning.
Yeah.
How did the whole thing, I mean, how does it start? There's deep frequencies in that. The beats are burning. They're in there.
True, yes.
I know.
Yeah.
And there's higher frequencies. So you look at the group and you'll be like, okay, I know that this guy over here, he has a nice base. Mm-hmm. So I'll how do you start? Can you basically show us maybe how you start?
Sure. Okay. Well, we actually thought that we might do like a demonstration of what happens at our pop-up nights. So usually at pop-up, anyone can come along and nobody knows the song at the beginning. Even the people that come to choir all the time have never done it before. We teach the whole song in one night.
Ah, nice.
I'm not going to teach the whole song
right
now.
No advantages for the members of the choir.
That's right. Okay. And I should say that I did not cheat for this demonstration. So these guys have not learned this prior to now. We're learning it for real right
now.
Wow. So what I usually do is just say, decide whether you want to sing the melody, which is good if you've never sung before, or if you want to learn a low harmony or a high harmony.
Okay.
So we did a little discussion out in the Hof, and we've decided that these guys here in the middle are going to sing the melody, and Chris and Arena on the edge are going to sing the low part, and Gina and Mikey and Steph are going to sing the high part. So
okay,
we've already done that, splitting it up a bit.
And you rehearse with the single groups before? Like, can we listen to the melody and the deep on the high frequency?
Well, I'll show you how it goes right now.
Yeah, cool.
We're
going to
learn it right now. Okay, so we'll start. Let's do the melody, but I think let's all groups sing the melody just for a tiny warm-up. Okay, so the first note is how. Okay, and so I'll sing it first, and then you sing it back to me. We'll do it a little bit at a time. How can we dance when our earth is turning? One, two.
How can we dance when our earth is turning?
Good, and this is how the next bit goes. How can we sleep while our beds are burning? One, two, three.
How can we sleep while our beds are burning?
Good, let's try them both together, starting on how, two, three.
How can we dance when our earth is turning?
Wait, two, three, and keep on waiting, and...
How can we sleep while our beds are burning?
Cool. So that's the melody. Mm-hmm. Problem solved.
Yeah.
All right, now let's try the low harmony. Are you guys ready? Okay, so this is how the low part goes. It starts on the same note, and it's going to go like this. How can we dance when our earth is turning? Do you want to hear it again? I'll do it one more time. How can we dance when our earth is turning? One, two. How can we dance when our earth is turning? Good. And then we're going to do a little ooh that goes, ooh. Okay, can we add that to the end? We'll go from how can we dance. One, two, three.
How can we dance when our earth is turning?
Wait, two, three. Ooh. Yeah, listen again. How can we dance when our earth is turning? One, two, three. Ooh. Let's try. Two, three.
How can we dance when our earth is turning?
One, two, three. Ooh. Cool. Ready for the second half? Okay. Second half goes like this. It's good to check in from time to time. The second half goes, how can we sleep while our beds are burning? Here it is again. How can we sleep while our beds are burning? You try. Two.
How can we sleep while our beds are burning?
Cool. So the whole low part sounds like this.
How can we dance when our earth is turning? Ooh, how can we sleep while our beds are burning?
Okay, let's try. Ready, two, three.
How can we dance when our earth is turning?
One, two, three.
Ooh. How can we sleep while our beds are burning?
That's it. Okay, let's try the melody and the low part together. Can you remember how it goes, melody? Kind of? You guys sing the melody with them because maybe they forgot. All right. How can we dance when our earth is turning? How can we sleep while our beds are burning? How can we dance? I'm going to sing with the low people. Ready? One, two, three.
How can we dance when our earth is turning?
How can we sleep while our beds are burning? Can we do the second bit again? How can we sleep? How can we sleep? Two, three.
How can we sleep while our beds are burning?
Yeah, one more time. One, two, three.
How can we sleep while our beds are burning?
Wow, that was already nice. That was a nice moment.
Do we have time for one more? We can do the high part.
Sure.
All right, don't forget the melody. How can we sleep? How can we sleep? Okay. All right, hi people. You're going to start on. How
how can we dance? And your part is nice and easy, all the same note. Okay, it's going to sound like this. How can we dance when our earth is turning? Let's try. Ready?
How can we dance when our earth is turning?
Great, and you also get a little oo, and your oo goes ooh. Let's try it. One, two, three.
Ooh.
Okay, so it'll be, how can we dance when our earth is turning? Wait, two, three. Ooh. Can we do it together? One, two, three.
How can we dance when our earth is turning?
One, two, three.
Ooh.
Great, and then the last bit goes like this. How can we sleep while our beds are burning? Yeah? Listen to it again. How can we sleep while our beds are burning? Let's try one. Two, yeah, and if you want to, you can do like power diva. It's up to you if you feel like you. If you feel it, then just follow your bliss. Okay. How can we sleep? The second half. One, two, three.
How can we sleep while our beds are burning?
Yeah, great. Okay, so from the top, just the high people. How can we dance? One, two, three.
How can we dance when our earth is turning?
Wait, two, three.
Ooh, how can we sleep while our beds are burning?
Cool. Great. Melody people, I think we should do your part again because you're looking at me with the fear, with fear in your eyes. So Melody people on your own, I'll sing it to you first and then you can sing it back to me. How do we dance? What's the first note? There it is. One. So it goes like this. How can we dance when our earth is turning? No ooze for you, you just have to wait. How can we sleep while our beds are burning? So it's the same shape both times. Okay, let's try it, melody people only, starting on. How, ready, one, two, three.
How can we dance when our earth is turning?
Two, three, going up to this note.
How can we sleep while our beds are burning?
Cool. When you get to the second half, you'll start on the same note as these guys, okay? All right. Should we try it all together? It might take a couple of goes.
Do you still know what's happening?
Yeah, do you remember? How can we do you want to do it again? Yeah. Do we have time? Is it okay? We're going to do it. All right. How can we... So I'll sing it to you. Sing it back. How can we dance when our earth is turning? Ooh, how can we sleep while our beds are burning? Let's do it together. Ready? One, two, three.
How can we dance when our earth is turning?
And
ooh, how can we sleep while our beds are burning?
Cool. All right. It's time for everything.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
Sometimes it takes a few goes, so we might do it twice in a row.
Yeah, that's okay? Cool, though. That's
all
cool.
Right. This was a good experiment.
Yes, I think so too. Thank you.
You guys did good at learning live.
Thank you for showing us how it's done.
Yeah, it's not so hard, right?
No.
You should have joined in.
Yeah, I will do next time, really.
Oh, opportunity missed.
I know. You were like, only the high people. I was like, not yet.
Okay. Maybe you can just sing the melody if you feel it. Just join in. All right.
I got you, Lol.
All right.
Thanks.
So, how can we dance? I didn't get the Lols because I don't know anything about high things. Okay, how can we dance? Also, how can we dance? And how can we dance? And remember, what happens if you do something wrong?
Crying.
Nothing. There are no consequences to making a mistake. Okay, how can we dance? How can we dance? How can we dance? From the chorus. Ready? One, two, three.
How can we dance when our earth is turning? Ooh, how can we sleep while our beds are burning? How can we dance when our earth is turning? Ooh, how can we sleep while our beds are burning?
Stadium applause for the OK Choir! Und einmal haben wir jetzt erfahren, wie das stattfindet auf der Bühne. Und das nimmt unter Umständen auch den Hörern und Hörerinnen die Angst, hier teilzuwerden des OK Choirs. Denn wir haben jetzt gerade herausgefunden, das ist schon relativ machbar, da sich seine Gesangsmelodie zu merken. Und schon ist man auch eben Teil einer großartigen harmoniebildenden Maßnahme. Das Lied klingt ja so mit dem Chor schon viel größer als im Original. Im Original sind die Harmonien nicht drin, die wir jetzt gerade hörten. Insofern macht es schon dolle Sinn, was ihr da macht. Vielen Dank für euren kurzen Besuch und euch da draußen fordern wir dazu auf, heute ins Cassiopeia zu gehen. Sie winken alle ganz schön. Thank you. You're professional radio people. Really nice. Im Cassiopeia heute Abend einfach vorbeigehen, ein bisschen Geld spenden, ein bisschen mitsingen, wenn man Lust hat. Okay Choir gerne auch mal kennenlernen. Das ist, wie gesagt, ein offenes Projekt, das auch andere Menschen gerne aufnimmt. Und ansonsten, was ist der Plan für die nähere Zukunft, Claire? Wann kommt die erste LP?
I mean, any day now, obviously. We have another pop-up night, just our regular one, yep. at the end of the month. We're going to be singing Don't Speak by No Doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
nice.
Going to be cool. But while I've got the microphone, I should say a very special thank you to Cassiopeia because they're also donating the proceeds from the bar.
Cool.
So there's never been a better time to get drunk on a Monday.
Yeah. Wise words to end this conversation. Claire Coleman und der OK Choir waren bei mir im Studio. Thanks a lot for visiting.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for doing that thingy tonight. Australian people will thank you as well. Und ihr da draußen geht einfach vorbei im Cassiopeia. What time does one have to be there if one wants to join the choir a little bit? 7:30. Also 19:30 spätestens im Cassiopeia, der OK Choir. Heute gehen die Einnahmen komplett an Organisationen, die sich bei den Australian Bushfires einsetzen. Vielen Dank nochmal für euren Besuch. See you next time. Bye bye. OK Choir. Mehr Infos auf luxfm.de.